You can have your prescriptions brought to your door with 1 to 2 day delivery from your local CVS. Or get same day delivery. Or just swing by and pick them up on the way home from the doctor. Because that ear infection can't wait. While you're here, get your questions answered and put your mind at ease. Because there are still some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. That's healthier made easier from CVS. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com/delivery for details.
Buckle up as we launch into the second half of the Counterculture Mom Show. Here's your host, Tina Griffin.
I saved an email from my next guest that she sent in the spring of 2020. And I will tell you right now, this is one of the most critical, most important episodes I have ever shot and will ever shoot on the Counterculture Mom Show. In the process of reading this next guest's email, I discovered that we found the exact same evidence over the years. And here's what that email stated. Last November 1st, this is in 2019, China proudly announced that they were activating 10,000 5G stations in Wuhan, which was the first major test city of 5G. 3 weeks later, the coronavirus was released. People's immune systems had been so weakened that when the 5G was turned on, the people were dying on the streets, not only in Wuhan, but in other large cities where the 5G had been activated. People in other areas also infected by the virus, but where 5G was not activated, were able to recover just fine. Where the people were being affected the most and the highest rates of deaths were in Italy and Spain. And same in New York City, which was the test city for 5G. In fact, when I did the map research of where 5G rolled out and took the map of the U.S. where coronavirus was the highest, I too was realizing and calling out cities that would soon be called by Dr. Fauci to also be coronavirus stricken. And everybody here is getting sick. And I'm like, interesting. They just rolled out 5G 3 weeks earlier. Also, while we're having to shelter in place in our homes, 5G antennas were being rolled out on our school properties. No one is there to see them since the schools were closed with no parents or teachers to protest. So this next guest and I are absolutely on the same page. To me, this is absolutely evil to the core, and there's a much bigger depopulation agenda at stake. I'm Tina Griffin, host of the Counterculture Mom Show. Obviously, today our theme is 5G and its deadly radiation and the connection to coronavirus. That is the key question for today. I am with an amazing woman that I had a chance to meet a couple of years ago when we spoke at the same event. Welcome, Orlene Coley, to the program. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Thank you so much for having me, Tina. I'm very honored to be on your show.
I am honored that you're on it because you proved to me that I'm not nuts. When I heard you speak at the Educational Policy Conference, 10 months before Wuhan rolled out 5G, people tuning in, Orlene is such a credible resource on the subject. Her bio, I could read for the next 5 minutes, but basically, she's the president of the Eagle Forum in California, director for Sonoma County Eagle Forum chapter. What is Eagle Forum? They're pro-life, pro-family, pro-traditional values, pro-property rights, and pro-Second Amendment. Also, pro-liberty, which is why she's opposed to mandatory vaccines, which we call the jab and a biohazard weapon from previous episodes I've shot. And she's against 5G. They keep up on all the legislation concerning these issues. They write letters, lobby in person when it's possible. She served Eagle Forum of California State President for 19 years since 2002. She's been married to her husband for 52 years. That shows dedication. 6 kids, 8 grandkids, public school teacher for 20 years. She's the author of 14 books. Can you tell me, if it wasn't a threat to her health and it couldn't kill us, then why in the world are they having this secretive rollout of 5G and all the death towers going up for the last 2 years while they threw us in lockdown? We know 5G wreaks major havoc on the oxygen intake in our body. Can you give us more details on that?
Well, when I first began finding out about 5G, I didn't even know what a G was. I heard that we had 4Gs on our cell phones, but I had no idea what that really meant. So the G means generation. So when they first started with the cell phones, they had 1G, 2G, then we went to the little flip phone, which was the 3G, 4G, and now 5G is the one that everyone is now touting as the most wonderful a renovative, amazing, fast method of receiving information. And that's what is really pushing it. They're saying it's going to be so fast. You can download a movie in 6 seconds when it used to take 24 hours. But nobody is telling us about the danger to our health. And that's why I decided I need to write a book about this, because we weren't being warned anything about the dangers. And we're still not.
For me, it doesn't even work as well as 4G. What are some major side effects of 5G and the deadly radiation from it?
Well, when you listen to the doctors who have really been investigating this, this is from Deborah Tavares, stopthecrime.net. And she actually lives here in Santa Rosa, where I live. We were very much involved together fighting the smart meters that they were putting into Santa Rosa back in 2010. My book about smart meters, Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meter. And it says, no, it's not green, it's not healthy, it's not private, and it's not safe. So all of this is about data collection.
Yes.
They were through the smart meters on your home. They know exactly where you are. They know what you're using, at what time of day. They also know if you're even in your home. If you're on vacation, what a good time for some burglar to break in. 5G is the same. They will be able to collect data on our lives in such a much quicker way. One of the pictures that I show in my 5G book, I entitled it Whoa Nelly, 5G Dangers and Deception of Powerful New Wireless Technology. So they are truly pushing this forward without any second glance at what it's doing to our health.
Okay, and what are some of the major bullet points of what 5G does to our health?
Eventually, brain tumors, but headaches immediately. Lots of people are getting tinnitus, sounds in their ears. There's heart palpitations. People who have been exposed to EMF coming in from a smart meter, they just on the outside of their bedroom door, they can't sleep at night. And they're beginning to also develop cancer. So all of these things eventually lead to cancer. The more the buildup in the body is, the greater the risk of cancer. Just to tell you, my husband used to work for Sonoma State University for 35 years. He was an administrator, and right across from his office was a 4G cell phone tower that they had erected on top of the science building. My husband, after 5 years, developed leukemia, and which he still has. Other people who worked in the administrator's office also developed different forms of cancer. And now that my husband is away, he retired in 2017, the leukemia had greatly subsided, but just a few months ago, it came back with a vengeance. So, but I truly believe that that cell phone tower had a direct effect on his developing cancer.
I would not be surprised. I mean, if you have dead birds, dead bees, and dead trees within a couple feet away to up to a quarter of a mile away from these towers, you can't tell me that it just happens to be happenstance, coincidence, and it's not tower related. People tuning in right now might think, hey, hang on a second, we got a smart meter. What can people do to protect themselves from not getting cancer from a smart meter? Can they get rid of the smart meter? And if they're building a home, can they say, we don't want smart meters in our home?
Demand for an old analog meter to be put on your home, which my husband and I still have. And we truly believe it was because of this analog meter, not the smart meter, that our home survived the fires that hit Santa Rosa in 2017. Six homes around us were totally burned.
Okay, we have to get to that. I had no idea that's the correlation. I'm dying to ask you that question. It's my next question. Look, you're reading my mind. Orlean, this is getting kind of scary here. What can they put on there to block the deadly radiation?
I think if they Google smart meter shield, there are several options that pop up. But my best option is to demand that it be taken off.
Now you're going to have me questioning, what do we have on the side of our house? So I'm going to be doing some research after we're talking here tonight to make sure I don't get brain cancer. Let's dig in with the terrible fires. I remember seeing pictures of the Santa Rosa fire in 2017. Then we had the Paradise fire in 2018. I know that PG&E pled guilty for 84 counts of manslaughter in the Paradise fire in 2018. I remember seeing horrific pictures of skeletons, what was left of families in cars on the road because they couldn't escape. It was horrific. Can you tell us about those fires? How does that connect with 5G, all of it?
Well, I have a whole chapter in my book about 5G, about the fires, and I have a picture of two firemen who both testified that this was a very unusual fire. They'd never seen anything like it in their lives before. What kind of a fire absolutely melts all of the metal inside the home? Even safety deposit boxes were melted. And it destroyed every cement floor. So what was left was just fine dust. And if the firemen were saying, this looked like a bomb went off. Well, it's kind of what did happen. This was a direct energy weapon, a 5G direct energy weapon.
I've heard about this before. Why would someone do that?
I have a whole chapter in all of my books about who's in the deep state and how they would benefit. For example, in Santa Rosa, the metal is almost gone. There's a little bit of metal there, but everything was left with dry dust. The cars, the rubber tires were totally destroyed.
Can you explain a little bit more about the direct energy weapon aspect of it? Because I think it might be a tester run for something larger.
Definitely. So there were benefits to the Coffee Park area, 2,200 homes that were destroyed there, 5,000 homes up the higher, the most beautiful areas where million-dollar homes were destroyed in the Fountain Grove Parkway area. The Coffee Park area, the city had already decided that they wanted to use that area for redevelopment. Well, you can't redevelop an area that already had all of its homes and lovely homes standing there. Now they were able to come in with their stack and pack housing. And that's how they get their transportation funding, is if they go along with this rebuilding, redevelopment. But I also discovered that every home in Coffee Park area had a smart meter. And they can use this direct energy weapon to aim it on the smart meter and cause the home to explode. Paradise, there were a few homes that were not yet built yet. They were just wooden structures. Smart meters were not attached. Those homes survived.
Like they weren't even touched.
That's right, because it gives off a pulsed radiation, and they would always know where this target was. An old analog meter gives off no radiation. It's wired, and there's no way they can use it as a target. These firemen testified of this, and I have their testimony in my book. And I have a picture in my book of, it's called an active denial system weapon that the Army created. And it shows how with a truck with this device on top, they could shoot beams at a person, and the person would immediately go back because they were being hit by this. And this is a 5G energy weapon.
I read about that. I watched videos on that. It's also used for crowd control at a protest.
That's right.
A protest for conservatives, people that want to stay. They're not going to use it on Black Lives Matter movement. They're not going to, oh, come on, just join forces. Who cares about 6 feet apart? Don't worry about having a mask on. Come on over. That's all facade. It's all to keep the conservatives separate. The people that love America and want to preserve our freedoms. But they will use that weapon, wow, on crowds they don't want to have gather. And doesn't it feel like your flesh is burning? I've heard that before. Like you feel like you're
That's
on fire.
Right. Yeah, they immediately have to step back. They just can't go forward.
Can you fill me in on why you believe this pandemic really was a plandemic that was carefully and craftily drafted years ago?
Their goal was to totally bring us into a socialist, communist state, to take away our freedoms and to do it so rapidly. And they have achieved just about everything they were striving for.
Absolutely. Let me grab this here. I just spoke at a Franklin rally. And it's to get us to this point right here, which says the 21st century communism fascism state, if allowed, the new normal will be a depopulated, cleaned up, high tech, dehumanized totalitarian dictatorship run as a biomedical police state by technocrats for the benefit of a tiny billionaire elite. And you know what? They're trying to depopulate the planet through 50 different means right now, all at the same time. The hardest thing is for people that haven't been doing the research at all, been sheltered from it, and they're new to all this, for them to wrap their mind around that. But the second people start to realize there are that evil of people that exist on this globe, their eyes will be open because it does make complete sense. They're no longer sheltering this information, Orlean. You know that as well as I do. They are blatantly saying, here's what we plan on doing, turning humans into robots, AI technology. Okay, I'm dying to talk to you for another 4 hours. Let's see if we can get in.
We're just being driven to take this vaccine, and that's where the planned pandemic is all about, and being driven towards population reduction.
And major population reduction, major, major. With the caskets, I've been doing research already for this country at least 15 years ago. These caskets that are by the thousands, hundreds of thousands throughout our country, hold six bodies in them. And I have the evidence for that. It's not just hearsay. I'm sure you are also very aware of that. What is crazy to me is you also have Dr. Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in over 40 years, and who knows what kind of patients he saw back then, is also only allowing hospitals to use remdesivir. And a lot of people going on remdesivir are then quickly thrown on a ventilator, and that's basically a death sentence. All from the same core elite globalists who want to depopulate our planet by about 95%. Okay.
That's right. So, and Dr. Fauci's wife works for the company that makes remdesivir. So of course they have a special interest in this. And then I've also discovered that remdesivir causes kidney failure. So that's why when the kidneys fail, the water that the kidneys take care of, that's forced into the lungs. And then people are diagnosed with pneumonia.
Yes. And it's like they're drowning. Orlean, these evildoers are not going to win in the end. That's all I got to say. Unbelievable, the corrupt business going on right here. So there are some main reasons for this plandemic. Can you explain briefly what those are?
Well, I have a whole chapter on the Great Reset. And I truly believe that they want to have 95% population reduction. They want us to come down to 500 million people. That's what's written on the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes.
And then they want to control us. Absolutely. And
socialism.
When we are so much more limited in our population, they can have much greater control over our lives. Plus, what you had already mentioned, they want to have transhumans. They want to bring us in with AI, and that's also how the 5G then comes in and is connected to COVID, because the 5G will then be able to totally control people's lives, gather data on them. They will know everything we're doing every moment during the day because of the data that's being sent out by every cell of our body that 5G and the big cloud will be able to receive. They also want to control our ability to use currency. So the transhuman will be connected to this cryptocurrency. And if they're not being a good human, if they're not doing everything they've been told to do, then they will not get their cryptocurrency allotment for the day, just like the social credit system works in China. And I know this all sounds so mind-boggling, but I have so many doctors' testimonies and proof that this is their plan.
That is exactly it. And I'm going to have this in the show notes too. You guys tuning in right now, you can trust us. This is absolute fact. I don't even know how else to say it. I have a COVID-19 roadmap I've been sharing for the last, since COVID-19 first rolled out, about the top 12 steps. We are in step number 8, people, step number 8. And if you think, oh, it's never going to happen in America, it's happening. We're in step number 8. Read this COVID roadmap. I'm going to have the link in the show notes. Orlean, all of your amazing books are going to be in the show note links. They have to be able to download, grab, purchase your books. The fact that you wrote 14 books, no wonder you told me you never sleep and you're constantly writing throughout the night. I don't know how you do it. I just got book number 1 done. It took me 20 years. So I got a major catch up to do here. Nanobot technology, also, that is a huge issue going on. For those of you tuning in wanting more information about this, we have a mutual friend, Alex Newman. His episode for the Counterculture Mom Show is episode number 51. You have to watch that program as well. It is jaw-dropping, and it helps connect the dots with what we're talking about here. These nasty world elites create chaos to then force us to take what they really want us to take, which is the shot. How can we mandate the shot? I have to ask you about this, and I know you have some really good dirt on this. How is 5G and coronavirus connected?
Well, as you mentioned, when Wuhan turned on 10,000 base stations back in November 1st, first of all, the people's bodies had been so weakened. They had a mandatory vaccination law that came in July prior to this. So they'd all had some crazy flu shot. So they'd been so weakened. Shots do not improve your immune system. It weakens them. And they were just dying, standing there walking in the streets. You see so many videos of Chinese people just dropping dead as they were walking. And of those who survived and made it to the hospital, 5G had just been turned on in all of their hospitals. So they got a double whammy of it. The 5G affects the respiration of the body just like COVID. An oxygen molecule, when hit by 5G, splits. The O2 is no longer held together. And so the hemoglobin cannot attach to that oxygen molecule like it's designed to do. And the body just dies of asphyxiation. One doctor described it as being dropped on top of Mount Everest without any time to acclimatize. And so they just die from lack of oxygen. And that's exactly what you had mentioned that happened in Italy and New York City and all of the cities that were 5G cities.
Orlean, I feel like we are the same person. You get me so pumped up at this because it really does help me realize that I'm not nuts. Orlean, here is my main worry about the aha truth bomb you just dropped, is that I learned about that in Wuhan as well. They were all given a mandatory vaccine months before 5G was turned on in Wuhan for these 10,000 towers that got activated. 60 gigahertz is what I've been doing research on what people can't handle. And they drop like flies within minutes. Those towers were turned on. Their immune
system. It's a microwave beam. 60 is in the microwave level. And it's like a person being put into a microwave oven.
That is exactly what happened in Wuhan. Here's my worry about all this. You just shared that people in Wuhan got the vaccine. Then 5G was turned up major to 60 gigahertz. When the vaccine started becoming mandatory in our country, my guts were grinding and I couldn't sleep at night knowing full well we're just repeating what happened in Wuhan, China, 2 years ago. If we have 50 to 70% of our country of 300 million people with the shot, what's going to happen, Orlean, when 5G gets turned on full blast on American soil?
I have several quotes from doctors in both my volume one and my volume two that tell us exactly what's going to happen. The 5G will be able to essentially control that body, and they could turn that body off and people will die. And that's what is so scary, the ability that these mad scientists will now have over the human body. And with all these little nanobots, even when people are being tested, they're getting nanobots at the end of these big long sticks that they stick up your nose. At the end, they've seen that little nanobots are collected there. They can go through the blood-brain barrier into your skull.
Yes.
So the nanobots then began to totally change the DNA, the RNA, and can then be used by 5G to control the life of the person, collect data on them constantly, or to even turn off the life of that person.
I couldn't agree more. You gave me more insight to what I had gathered. I completely agree with what you just said. And in my gut, what I'm thinking about late at night is, if this is what's going on, and we have so many sellouts in our country, politicians, entertainers, you name it, in major leadership positions working for China, like governors on the Chinese Communist Party list, and there's many of them, even posing as Republicans, conservatives, you're lying if you're on that list, that when this happens, and if you're correct, and what I believe as well, if I'm correct on what's going to happen with 5G being fully implemented on American soil and we lose half to 70% of our population, China can easily take over our country. China can easily take over our country.
You had mentioned where to go for information about my books. My website is booksfortruth.com.
Booksfortruth.com, everyone. Definitely purchase her book. Where can people go to sign up for your newsletter?
They just go to eagleforumca.us.
Thank you for all the work that you do. Please check out the helpful links surrounding this episode. Share this program. This is absolutely what's going on. Look at some previous episodes that I shot with other guests that talk about the Great Reset, that talk about the cashless society, that talk about the biohazard weapon with this shot. Watch those in conjunction with Orlean's program and share it with everybody, because it then will start to put the puzzle together for you. Download the Counterculture Mom app. That is key. And get premium so you can get your alerts on your phone every day so you can fight back against the mainstream media, which is lying to you on a daily basis. Keep up the excellent work.
Thank you so much, Tina. You as well. I'm so impressed with all that you are doing.
I'm just taking after you. You know, I'm following your footsteps. Thank you for being my role model.
Oh, aren't you kind? I really appreciate that.
Stay tuned for our last action-packed episode with Hollywood insider Tina Griffin on K-Praise, right after this.
Parents, does your high school student have a plan for their future? Will they attend college, trade school, or enter the workforce? The whole planning process can be confusing. Envision Life Academy is a comprehensive career and college planning service dedicated to help you navigate career and college selection, financial aid, and the admission process. Visit EnvisionLifeAcademy.com to learn how they can help. Enter promo code TINA to receive 20% off your first month service. EnvisionLifeAcademy.com.
You can have your prescriptions brought to your door with 1 to 2 day delivery from your local CVS, or get same day delivery, or just swing by and pick them up on the way home from the doctor, because that ear infection can't wait. While you're here, get your questions answered and put your mind at ease, because there are still some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. That's healthier made easier from CVS. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com/delivery for details.